It's Shagun Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. From yesterday's Republican American, the Sharon Board of Education's hiring of a library media specialist prompted concern from one board member. Jill Pace was named to the position at a salary of sixth step in the administrative scale at over $92,000 a year during that recent meeting. Pace, who previously was a teacher at the school, left at the start of the school last year to take a job as dean in the Winsted school system. Board member Deborah Rathbun said she was under the impression the board waited a year to fill that position to look for a candidate who would be at a lower salary level than the longtime librarian who had retired. Principal Karen Manning said that was not a request from the board. She did not hear anything about a cap. Rathbun said she heard there were some current faculty members who were interested in the position. Rathbun asked if Pace had ever had experience working in a library or will this be new to her. The answer was yes, it would be new, she was told. Board members also approved hiring Olivia Sheldon as the middle school language arts teacher at a salary on the master's step one of $47,480. They noted the resignation of administrative assistant Amanda Killian, who will become the Region 1 application support specialist, and in-house substitute Barbara Yeo. Diane Malin will take on that position. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have approved some changes in the assessor's office. Joanne Dodge, who is assistant to the assessor Barbara Bigos, has been offered a full-time position with health benefits in Salisbury. She had proposed to work 6 hours weekly in Cornwall on Wednesdays, and Kayla Johnson, Salisbury's assessor, can work in Cornwall 3 hours each week on Thursdays. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said Bigos thinks this is a good idea. She'd like to retire soon and thinks Johnson could be assessor in both towns when she does. Also, finding it difficult to secure bids for various upgrades to the West Cornwall Firehouse, the Board of Selectmen in Cornwall have decided to hire a project manager to oversee the work. During a recent meeting of the board, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said the project includes electrical and plumbing needs as well as some painting. He reached out to local contractors to see if someone would be interested in coordinating the work, and the name James Terrell came forward. In Cornwall at 4:15, the Board of Education meets in the Cornwall Library. Friendship Bracelet Workshop, children in second grade and up invited to Pine Plains Free Library from 5 to 6 p.m. to make friendship bracelets. No registration is required. The Salisbury-Sharon Transfer Station Building Committee has their regular meeting coming up 5:30 in Salisbury. The Sharon Conservation Commission will meet at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. In North Canaan, the Food Truck Ordinance Committee will meet 7 o'clock at North Canaan Town Hall. And in North Canaan, the Zoning Board of Appeals will meet at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. A special town meeting will be held in the town of Salisbury at 7:30. On Thursday in Cornwall at 10:30, the Hammond Beach has its opening day. At 6 p.m., Cornwall Conservation Commission at the Cornwall Library meet. At 7 o'clock, the Cornwall Board of Finance meet at Town Hall. On Thursday, there's a town board meeting in Ancrum at 7 o'clock. The 8th Annual Sunset Music Series continues in Canaan on June 20th, Nathaniel Heights Music. It runs from 7 till 9. More information at 860-824-4300. On Friday, June 21st, in Cornwall, at 5 to 7 o'clock opening reception, the Cornwall Historical Society Blown Away. A legislative forum with state legislators will be held Friday at 7:30 in the morning at the Fife and Drum Restaurant with 30 district Republicans. All will give a review of the legislative session, answer questions from those attending. To make a reservation, 860-693-0757 or 203-770-0466. The Connecticut Safe Boaters Course will be offered on Friday, 9 till 3 at the Town Grove in Lakeville at $70 per person, payable on the day of the class. Cash and checks will be accepted. Participants do not need to be residents of Salisbury. More information, contact Lisa at 860-435-5186. On Friday, Kent Farmers Market. It's Music Day. Tina Pierce, country singer and songwriter, will perform from 3 o'clock till 4, South Main Street across the road from Napa Auto Parts. On Friday, Dewey Hall, Main Street in Sheffield, presenting their monthly swing dance featuring chops, sauerkraut, and croutons. Doors open at 7:30. Dance lesson with Harry Priscilla takes place at 8 o'clock. No partner necessary. Beginners are welcome. Live music starts at 9 p.m. Tickets and more information at 413-229-2357. The Southern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club will hold their annual Field Day Emergency Drill the weekend of June 22nd and 23rd. They will be contacting other ham operators across the U.S. and Canada. The event will be held at the home of a club member at 80 Depot Hill Road in Amenia. Setup begins on Saturday at 10. Operations begin at 2, continuing through the night until Sunday at noon. More information at 860-435-0051. Sharon Audubon Center on Saturday from 10 till 12. The arrival of June marks Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. Pride Month for short celebrations include parades, parties, and in the case of Audubon, Connecticut, bird walks. The Let's Go Birding Together walks are for anybody who loves birds, likes birds, doesn't know how they feel about birds, or just wants to get outdoors. They welcome those who identify as LGBT, allies, families, and anybody who wants to enjoy an outdoor experience that's inclusive. That is coming up Saturday, 10 till 12 at Sharon Audubon. The Salisbury Cricket Club's annual Cricket and Children's Fete is going to happen on Saturday. The free family event is a great way to spend a summer day, and it's being held at Community Field in Lakeville on Saturday. The Salisbury Cricket Club's fourth annual Cricket and Children's Fete from 11 until 3. All experience levels and abilities are welcome. It's a fun day for the whole family. Proceeds from the match will split between the Jane Lloyd Fund and the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad. An opening reception for the Kent Art Association Juried President Show will be Saturday from 2 till 7, featuring pianist Roger Young on the keyboards, an introduction by Northwest Connecticut Arts Council Executive Director Rufus Durham, and presentation of awards. The Sandersfield Arts Center will present Grit, a feature documentary film, on Saturday at 7 p.m. A Q&A will also take place afterwards with director Cynthia Wade. Tickets, $10 per person, are available at sandersfieldartscenter.org. The car show at the annual fly-in at the Walter Gate Caldwell Airport in Great Barrington is happening on Saturday. The car show from 10 to 4. $10 entrance fee for the cars. Show car and passenger spectators event free. It's $15 a carload. Special awards presented at 3 o'clock. Race cars, street rods, muscle cars, classic cars, antiques, customs, imports, any and all are welcome. It's sponsored and benefits the Couch VFW Couch Pipa Post in Canaan. More information at 860-824-8158. The Dover Farmers Market, located at 9 School Street, opens on Saturday from 11 till 3. Included in the all-day are music, face painter, balloon artist, and a tattoo artist, craft table raffle, maple cotton candy, free for market visitors. It's also offering SNAP benefits. It'll be open every Saturday through October 19th. On Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness, an enchanting program of classical and jazz music. The Church of St. John's is located on Route 344 in Copaic Falls, New York. More information at 518-329-1577. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 353.01 yesterday, starting off today at 26,465.54. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7953.88 and the S&P 500 2917.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.